A young girl tells me that she doesn't like to put her personal life out there in her poetry. She prefers fiction to truth. She doesn't want the whole world all up in her business. And I have to laugh because every day she comes in and wants to show me the latest selfie that she's faithfully posted to Instagram. The internet is clogged like the arteries of a barbecue-loving middle-aged man with the self-indulgent, self-celebratory images of her generation. Millions of young kids with their identities and self-worth caught in the World Wide Web post photo after photo immortalizing the moments of absolute nothing. Here's a picture of me before school. Here's me on the toilet. Here's me drinking a non-fat, sugar-free, light-based, salted caramel frappuccino, no whip. Here's me taking a picture of myself in the mirror. Here's me taking a picture of me and my ex-boyfriend, but I cut him out now so it's just me because my hair looked good. It's no longer my space. This space belongs to everybody. Only in the vastness of cyberspace can they seem to find a space of their own, a space where people can share their every thought and document their every action. We have all become stars of our own reality shows with an audience of one. We document our every move. We are our own paparazzi, posting image after image after image after image to our own tabloid web pages. And then we beg everyone we know to take a peek. Follow me on Instagram. Like me on Facebook. Check out my Snapchat, my Flickr, my Twitter, my Tumblr, my LinkedIn, my YouTube channel, my Vine, my Foursquare, my Google Plus. Okay, nobody's on the Google Plus. It used to be that young people would perform amazing feats, stare danger and even death in the face just to get the attention and admiration of their peers. But somewhere along the way, they skipped a step. They want instant fame and recognition and adulation without exerting any more effort than it takes to point and click. So when she tells me that she doesn't want to make her writing personal, I smile and remind her that the little camera on her phone can also flip around and take pictures of the world. That we can share and learn far more about ourselves by sharing the way that we view what's around us than by constantly staring into our own faces.